fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour. This is the hour we look forward to every week when we have Dr. Lynn Horowitz with us. Dr. Horowitz has many, many websites. We give out just 5 of them. Listen carefully. First of all, 528 Radio, which I listen to every day, 528radio.com. Then we go to judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you.
It seems like these weeks seem to get closer together every week, don't they?
Gee whiz. You know, in old age, time flies ridiculously. I can't even believe it anymore.
Absolutely. Well, Doctor, you're a busy guy with lots of projects. Any updates or progress on your suit against Pfizer, sir?
Actually, not so much with Pfizer. There's been breaking news on the Hawaii case. A subordinate to the CIA FBI agent lawyer that stole my property and also stole the Biden organization and the Burisma group's land from Hawaii, too. It was basically my neighbor. And I mentioned that on previous shows. That's news right now, actually. There is a federal indictment, much like there is in the Pfizer case against Charles Lieber at Harvard, with the FBI deleting, neglecting, omitting the most important intelligence and the most important facts that would indict the entire racketeering enterprise, not simply the one subordinate who has been blamed for forging a series of paperwork to steal very, very beautiful properties, mine included. So that's what's happening on the legal front. I think on the research front, there's a lot happening that I've been made aware of and increasingly been researching, from the antidote to graphene and the nanobioelectronics that are in the vaccine hydrogels, that there's a lot more to it. The kind of plot is unfolding right now in terms of what the research is that I've been doing with colleagues of mine to really discover the fundamental underlying program and what the agenda is on the globalist scene. That deals with the vaccinations, deals with transhumanism, deals with altering, transforming civilization into a virtual cyborg colony with what's called transhumanism for the great global reset. And in essence, in the spiritual realm, to transform what God's created and the control that God maintains with humanity through the soul and spirit and the DNA reception and transmission that administers the soul and the spiritual endowment, giftings, anointings of the human being. All of that is right now appears to be based on increasing evidence. That is the principal target, and the technology to do that, the nano bioelectronic self-replicating technology that Charles Lieber and Robert Langer at MIT were heavily engaged in, that is what my research currently is engaged in.
Well, God bless you for taking this on. I've been involved in lengthy, complex, high-stakes lawsuits beginning in 1972 when I was part of the defense team on an antitrust lawsuit, which is now taught in law schools as the classic antitrust lawsuit. It involved a defense team was, I think, half a dozen full-time legal professionals in St. Louis and Washington, D.C. For an individual to take this on pro se is quite astounding and quite a challenge, and I congratulate you for doing so, sir.
Well, thank you, John. You know, I made the mistake, and I'm sure you've made similar mistakes. You know, you got to watch what you pray for. So many, many years ago, I prayed for a legal education, and unfortunately, I got it in the School of Hard Knocks.
Well, that's a tough place to get it, but you've got it, and you're moving forward. Well, Doctor, what's on your radar this morning that you want to really talk about, sir?
John, I can't feel comfortable as a public duty and as a public servant and humanitarian. I can't withhold the research that's really coming across my desk right now. And the thesis is, as I've been mentioning now, very, very disturbing. It's outrageous. And I'm going to take you through, ideally, the first time I'm revealing this, because it's all new. And it's new to me, obviously. It's new to everyone, except for the devil doers. Now, the work that was done at MIT and Harvard in the nano-bioelectronic arena for the vaccine hydrogels ties into artificial intelligence. If you just think about the graphene and the graphene technology on a nanoscale that grows within the body, and it's electromagnetic, it is self-assembling, then it obviously contains a certain amount of artificial intelligence. And the artificial intelligence arena, when you start to look at that, I've had to research who is really financing and manufacturing this technology based on what research. And the research is in the realm, at least one of the realms, in cognitive warfare. And to the extent that we, the people, have not been appraised of this, just like in medicine, you need to diagnose before you can treat anything effectively.
Let's back up. Cognitive warfare. Please explain to our listeners what that means, sir, before you go on.
Well, this is the scientific term, mind you. Johns Hopkins has done sophisticated research, of course, with military involvements on what is called cognitive. That's mental. In other words, your mind has an ego. Your ego's primary function is survival. Fear is your ego mechanism. It's like your ego trigger and pattern, which we fear things and then we, the stress response, we flee or we fight. And so that's cognitive functions, like that little voice in the back of your head that tells you, you know, you're not paying your bills on time, and you're worried about getting thrown out. You're worried about the food on your table, the gas prices. All of that is ego. It's all cognitive mental processing, as opposed to just simply intuitive downloads or giftings or anointings in the religious or spiritual sense. It's a different function. It's left brain versus right brain function. And so this cognitive warfare, whereby now the use and abuse of the media, all of it, we don't get, except for this show, God bless you, John, and RBN, except for this network, you're not getting any real news. Everything, whether it's left or right, is controlled. It's all controlled. So our reality, how we perceive our reality and then analyze it cognitively, is all controlled, and it's all false. And that is the subject of cognitive warfare. And that is the principal function of artificial intelligence, AI. So today, when you're on your cell phones and you're in your iPads and you're having to jump through hoops to even get on, because I've got 35 pages. I personally have 35 pages of passwords and usernames that I have to reference and store in different software in order to be able to not go crazy. All of that is collecting data. And every time your eyes actually go across the screen at this point right now, they're watching you. You're being watched, and everything cognitively that you're analyzing and basically is getting stored in artificial intelligence, and it's a game. It's based, to my knowledge, it's based on game theory. So now, going back to my research with Sherry Kane about 10 years ago, where we did the film that was dealing with Sumner Redstone. It was called, first of all, the first film was In Lies We Trust, the CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism. And the next, actually award-winning film, was called Pharma Whores, the Showtime Sting of Penn and Teller. And in that video, you have video gaming was one of the subjects that Penn and Teller in their television show called Bullshit covered. That got us into looking at Sumner Redstone, who was American Amusement Director, the owner of virtually all the video games that teaches far more than young people how to murder people, how to defend themselves militarily in real life or virtual war enactments. So that's superficial. The deeper part of artificial intelligence deals with video gaming, so that the AI learns everything that you're doing, thinking, and because the AI then has to respond, and they're attempting, such as Elon Musk, to have the Neuralink that connects our brains to the cloud so that they can have optimal control. That means that all of the AI stimuli that we're inputting into the system, whether we literally give a password or follow an advertisement on the screen, that's being recorded, and that our behavior and our cognitive processes are being memorized, and the massive amount of data storage, as I've mentioned on this show a couple times previously, the data storage that's necessary to do that is rising exponentially. So they need a data storage device, and what are they using? They're using DNA. They're using human DNA. And this relates really well, almost perfectly, like predictive programming with The Matrix, the movie The Matrix, wherein Keanu Reeves, if you remember back to the scene where he's finally given the intelligence of what's really happening on the global scale, they're farming human beings. They're farming creatures that are acting and looking like human beings, but they're not. And that takes place in water. Well, hello, water. We've talked about water so many times on this show. Water is a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light. It is God water. It is literally liquid God, in my opinion. And so that superconductor that rejuvenates DNA, and this is Robert Sakely's work at University of California, Berkeley, where Sakely proved that if you reduce the amount of structured water out of DNA as little as 8%, your DNA folds over and it drops its energy, its capacity. 96% of the function of DNA is to transmit sound and light signals. That's photon, phonon emissions for intercellular communications and what they call cellular upregulation. And I've mentioned on this show previously that cellular upregulation literally means that you're being recreated by God's grace every nano instant, every nano instant. And so the function of prayer, heartfelt, loving intention, and faithful prayer plays into that, because now you're not just simply a dumbed down slave. You're not just a dumbed down mind control slave of the global industrialists. You are actually a superhuman that's been dumbed down. You have the capacity and the intuitive capability and the spiritual endowment to be able to literally redirect your own Holy Spirit energy in your Holy Spirit-filled temple to heal, to do all the miraculous things that we're capable of doing. And we've seen over and over again in medical science, there's miracles that happen all the time. Physicians are dumbfounded how people sometimes are diagnosed with cancer a couple weeks to live, and suddenly, you know, a couple Rife machine frequency therapeutics later, and the right herbs and the right botanicals and the right lifestyle choices, suddenly the cancers disappear. People get miraculously well. How does that happen? It happens because that's the holy spiritual endowment, the superhuman capability that God by grace has given us. So this is the war. This is the battle between good and real evil. And the evil has the intention to develop the AI, artificial intelligence, to be able to administer through data mining, through the vaccine hydrogels and the nanobioelectronics and the testing and the genealogical evaluations that everybody's going for because, oh, we want to know about our relatives. Meanwhile, you're giving them your DNA. And when they have their DNA, that's a data storage. And the whole commerce, the commercial operation is moving. If you notice, it's moving from the like a dollar currency. It's moving into now cryptocurrency. It's moving into now this whole online virtual reality, where they actually have different, kind of like fake players of you in models where they're evaluating what will happen, in not just this individual person, but what will happen to society and civilization with the advancement of this artificial intelligence or AI. So that's really the big picture right now on my radar screen and in my research with my colleagues.
Well, it's a lot, Doctor, and your work, as always, is cutting edge and very important. Doctor, as we move forward, we're seeing, it appears that the powers that be are trying to ramp up another, what they call a variant of COVID, in order to have mask mandates, and then more importantly, they want to have the mail-in ballots in place once again so they can steal the next election. Do you think they'll be successful, sir?
I think they're being very successful every turn, and it doesn't matter. See, this is one of the revelations that I've gotten. You know, I've looked at, I watch Fox News more than I do CNN or MSNBC. MSNBC is ridiculous. CNN gives you sometimes it gives you a little, at least it gives you what the liberal agenda is. Fox News, I'm always dumbfounded. I've got, Tucker Carlson on my radar screen. I watch most of his shows, and I really applaud a lot of his work. Yet, I am totally dumbfounded by the lack of coherence and cohesiveness and actual focus on the big problem. You know, he'll sometimes talk about big tech and big pharma organizations and slam them, but there's never a repeated focus on this is the problem. Just like in medicine, again, I mentioned diagnosis. You've got to diagnose before you can effectively treat. Diagnosis means to see through to the root of the disorder. So what's the root of the disorder? The root of the disorder is you have the global industrialists who are advancing the global new world reset, the global reset, along with transhumanism to gain complete power and control commercially and behaviorally over civilization. And so,
hold on, doctor. We have a break. We'll be right back after the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Fix bayonets.
Leviden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. At my website, at thelibertyman.com, you'll find real estate offered for sale, including the beautiful Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. The Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. About a 7 or 8 minute drive from my home. A place where you can live comfortably in normal times, vacation wonderfully with your extended family in normal times, and in hard times, as many as 12 people can live there comfortably because of so many bedrooms and bathrooms. And we just happen to have the owner of the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road with us. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John.
Well, the trees of the National Forest do make it a bit cooler there than the cities, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Absolutely. Typically about 10 degrees cooler. And when I say, when it's privacy, you can't get any more private in the lower 48 than being surrounded by the National Forest, can you?
No, that's true.
Very true. Very true. So you're nearby. Nearby is a relative term. Walmart Supercenter is 45-minute drive away. Healthcare at the local clinic, about a 15, 20-minute drive. So as private as it is, it's not like you're in eastern Alaska, is it?
No. Everything you need. You just make sure you take your grocery list.
Yeah, we have electricity, we have the internet, we have telephone, and we have a beautiful log lodge, reasonably priced, a log lodge that could be in Better Homes and Gardens. In fact, I think, Linda, you should approach Better Homes and Gardens about doing a shoot on this place and have them send a professional photographer out. Not that your pictures need to be updated, but it could be in Better Homes and Gardens as a feature story, couldn't it?
Oh, I think so, easily, yes.
Easily, with the very nice decorating in there. And the place, because, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a bed and breakfast for several years. It's kept in absolutely pristine condition, doesn't even need a good dusting. Now, who does the cleaning and dusting there, Linda, if I may ask?
My neighbor and myself.
Okay, so you have a neighbor that helps out, and you do it. And when people rent a high-end bed and breakfast, they expect perfection, don't they?
They sure do.
And that's what they get. And that's exactly what they get. That's why you get repeat customers. So you and your husband decided it's time to get out of the bed and breakfast business to sell this property to one of our listeners. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to meet Linda and have a tour of this place, I can set that up. My phone number is there at my website. And Linda, you'll make yourself available for a tour, won't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah, looking forward to meeting anyone that's listening to this broadcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Log Lodge has a 30-foot ceiling in the great room. This is an exceptional, extraordinary property anywhere in the country. At our location, it's very extraordinary. You're not going to find another property within this zip code, I don't believe, that's this nice, would you, Linda?
No, they. When we purchased the place, they really could not come up with any comparable homes in the area.
Oh, the appraiser said, I can't find anything like this to find as a comparable, didn't he?
That's true. That's very true.
Absolutely. Well, it's 30-plus acres. We will get a survey done in the next 2 weeks to find out the exact acreage. The surveyor will be on site with his chain or laser or whatever they use these days. And we'll get more details as when the survey is complete, won't we, Linda?
Yes. Yes, we will.
Okay. Well, Linda, I want to thank you for calling in here. And if you're interested in the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, ladies and gentlemen, my phone number is at my website. Linda, thank you very much. We'll talk next week.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Appreciate it. Our guest, of course, is Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Listen carefully to these websites, 528radio.com, judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, we have a couple of callers. First, we have John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Dr. Horowitz. I have a question concerning maybe something a little off topic, but it's about have you read any of Tolkien or The Lord of the Rings? If you have, does it appear to have some allegorized eschatological elements to it? And does it try to meld the end times with the fall of the Merovingian dynasty and possibly the return of the Merovingian dynasty to the rule of Europe?
Yeah, yes, I think that you're right on the money with that, too. It's part of almost like predictive programming where they're feeding us what the agenda is. And we see that in various media and publications. I think Lord of the Rings... I read The Hobbit. I love The Hobbit. I read The Lord of the Rings. I watched the films, and I'm in agreement with you. I think there's many, many parallels to what's actually taking place.
Okay, let's continue this discussion after the break. We'll be right back.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there. You can spend many hours there. In the COVID section alone, more than 200 articles and videos from people like Dr. Mike Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research, warning everybody on the planet, do not get the COVID vaccination. Do not get the COVID boosters. You don't need to do that. It's harmful. And dozens and dozens of other things at my website. And products you'll find nowhere else are more difficult to find, such as the Liberator Rocket Heater. It will be winter in about 5 months. Yeah, I know it's going to be 100 degrees today in my neighborhood, but winter will be here in 5 months. And the cost of propane, the cost of natural gas, the cost of heating oil, the cost of electricity are going to be off the charts crazy. You want to heat with wood safely and efficiently, check out the Liberator Rocket Heater at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, lots of websites, dozens of websites, but we only give out five of them. 528radio.com, which I listen to every day, judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Before the break, Doctor, you were going into the nuances of these novels and comparing them to real life, sir.
Right. Well, see, again, it's part of the fiction. The deception is creating an illusion that we're living in. And it certainly is this objective of the media, the mainstream media, and it's part of what they're doing in censoring and omitting and neglecting some of the most important issues. And that should be the main focus. So even politically, if you take a look at the lack of progress that we have politically, it doesn't matter whether we virtually basically elect a Democrat or a Republican. It doesn't really matter, because ultimately what you have is an undiagnosed global cartel, which are a racketeering enterprise that is run by criminal psychopaths who are basically demonically possessed, and that their agenda is to control everything, and that's exactly what they're doing. So there's no stone left unturned. They've infiltrated every organization. Anyone who's really made it into the mainstream presses or media that has even any aspect of what's going on, if we have had our attention brought to it, it's by their direction. And so that essentially creates a major problem and an impediment to diagnosis. So again, without diagnosis, you can't heal. You can't treat effectively what it is that's going down here. And so I think that that's the greatest and gravest risk to civilization at present. And, you know, I have to look at it again. What's taking its place? And it is this whole cognitive warfare. It is this entire use and abuse of artificial intelligence to take over what it is that we call a human being. That's why everything's confused. They're literally confusing everything so that we question every aspect of our existence. And beyond questioning, they're imposing certain of the critical aspects of life. Maslow's hierarchy of human needs, look at it. You know, you have to have safety and shelter. Well, we're all feeling unsafe. Just look at a number of pages I have and usernames and passwords. That's supposedly for security. I feel less secure. So does everybody. With the crime mounting, with the immigration challenges we're facing in this country and other countries as well, the whole degeneration is global. So this is a globalist agenda, and it's precisely what the Klaus Schwabs of the world and the Bill Gateses of the world engaged in, the global elite who are administering this. And their bloodlines, by the way, it goes right back to the Second World War, IG Farben, the successors in interest to those that created the Holocaust of World War II, are the ones that are creating this COVID scam and this entire transition into supposedly a better world and environmental improvements, et cetera, et cetera. This is what I'm witnessing. And I think anybody that's reasonably intelligent and looking at the facts would have to conclude the same thing.
Okay. All right. Anything else, John, before we move on?
Yes. It seems that the death of Isildur in The Lord of the Rings, an allegorization of the assassination of Dagobert II and the resulting downfall from power of the Merovingians, who may have had their ancestry from the sea, and the subsequent enthronement of Aragorn to be the reestablishment of the Merovingians after the line of Stuarts. I don't know what that really consist of. They were taken over by the Carolinians at the end of the age before the new age of man starts. You see anything? Do you know about the assassination of Dagobert II and its involvement in that Da Vinci Code stuff and the possible reestablishment of the Merovingians at the end of the age?
Well, thanks for the question. I don't think that I'm the right person to ask. My career, my 25-year, quarter century of service in the area of emerging diseases and looking at the geopolitics and economics of that, I've dealt with facts. I've dealt with not with nonfiction, but with actually I've dealt with facts and nonfiction. What you're talking about is a fictionalization, and I think it's a terrific creative publication, the whole Hobbit and then the Lord of the Rings trilogy. I think that that is a great work. Yet, what is the objective of fiction? You see that fiction itself, the entire genre of fiction, creates false experiences, realities, and it's not, from what my perspective is, as somebody who wants to try to make a difference in reality, it's not something that I'm an expert in, certainly, and I can't even comment on your. I'm sure it sounds to me like you've studied it extremely well, and I think that you're probably right on. The parallels are certainly there that you're mentioning, but I'm not the right guy to really get engaged in it.
Okay. John, thank you for your call. We need to move on. Let's take Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Dr. Horowitz. You know, you were talking about Tucker Carlson, and then you really expanded on that with a lot of the thoughts that you said just seconds ago. I think the reason that you won't hear Tucker Carlson or hardly anybody delve into the root of why of what the real problem is because you were mentioning the Matrix, and we have been so programmed in this three-dimensional chessboard of a country that and world, actually, that if anybody mentions stuff like that, they're instantly marginalized. They can't the normal American mind, just like the guy that was using the PCR tests and the antigen tests and stuff, and still trust them. You know, we have been told so many times and so thoroughly convinced and thoroughly brainwashed that if anyone brings up anything like that, they're instantly marginalized, which is why I think Tucker Carlson avoids those things. Number one, because I don't think his mind can really go there. And number two, if it did, he would be marginalized and they would take him down. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm in a complete agreement. It's consistent with the cognitive warfare, which is the principal objective and the technical term for what we're talking about. I think you're absolutely right, and it's unfortunate. You know, I've enjoyed Tucker Carlson, and I've been hopeful with Tucker Carlson and Fox, but again, who's Rupert Murdoch? Who's the big paymaster? He's heavily engaged with the pharmaceutical cartel, Merck Pharmaceutical Company in particular. So, you know, the limitations of that media technology and its effects and its intention to impact the human brain and civilization's behavior, social behavior, I think is profound. And that is the problem, especially now when we're talking about why is it that they're coming out with new plagues all the time. Now they're going to be having variants, they say, which are really mutants of lab creations to begin with, and that they're going to insist that we have not only just masking again and social distancing again. And I'm in Florida and I'm seeing more and more brainwashed idiots who are actually masking and driving around in cars by themselves with masks on. I mean, this is exactly what you're talking about. It's an example of insanity, and that is what has been conditioned into society to impose this transition into having people accept artificial intelligence as the overriding, controlling mechanism. And so that's what I'm seeing too. I see what you're saying. It's outrageous.
I have one more point. Yeah, one more point, Dr. Horowitz. Have you heard about this study in Sweden? I just was sent it yesterday on BitChute, and I sent it on to Leon, John. And he could probably get it to you somehow. I don't know how to do the email thing. I just happen to have his cell phone, so I sent it via cell phone. But the that they have actually come out with ways that they are proving that this mRNA vaccine goes into the DNA and not on, and it has some type of a dormant factor to it that shows up in the kids and the grandkids, and specifically is attacking ovaries. It attacks three areas, the spleen, something else, the liver, spleen, liver, and ovaries, three main points. And I was just curious if you had heard about it, and if Leon could get it to John, John could get it to you somehow. I don't have a computer. I just have my phone. But anyway, I was curious if you had heard about it. And but it's starting to hit the media, or, you know, the alternative media anyway now.
Yes, I have heard, I've heard of it. But I think the major issue why they're repeating and expanding on the vaccinations to impose this social control is because of the blood-brain barrier. The objective is to get to the brain and the link, the neuralink. Again, look at the diversion with Elon Musk. Supposedly, he's going to be our hero and, you know, enable us to have our First Amendment rights again, free speech. Hogwash, it's a diversion. Look at what he's principally financing. Look at his work with the government and the military. Look at the entire objective is to connect your brain to the cloud so that they have access to every aspect of what's going on in your body and mind. And that ultimately then, with the knowledge of what's taking place in your body, think of how much money they can make with that and how much control they can wield with that. If they have knowledge about every aspect of your chemistry because your DNA has been corrupted and that the brain cloud connection and the corruption is being registered, and then automatic, you know, the AI, the auto intelligence is being able to administer money making as well as social control and personal control over you. Think about that as an end times objective. That's what their goal is, and that's what their science is actually showing. So it's the blood-brain barrier that's been the challenge, and I believe at this point from what I'm researching and finding is that that is one of the reasons why they keep coming back with new vaccinations and booster shots. It's part of the bigger picture.
Yep, I agree with you completely, Doc. Anyway, John, that's all I had. I thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Okay, appreciate the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Doctor, they need to have an excuse to have the mail-in ballots to steal the next election. And it looks to me like they're setting up the groundwork to go that direction once again with what they're calling another variant. I noticed when they mention a new variant, they mention how easily catchable it is, how transmissible it is, but they don't mention that it's any more deadly, which, of course, as these viruses mutate, they become less deadly, don't they, sir?
Yes, John. And again, it's so stupid, actually. When you actually know and understand what human immunity involves and how we are literally secured in our Holy Spirit-filled temple by bioelectronics, and that's what they're after. You know, starting with HIV/AIDS back in the 60s, what was the principal objective? Was to undermine human immunity, to leave people more open to opportunistic infections and then costly drugs and therapeutics. That was the principal commercial as well as a geopolitical objective of what was called the Special Virus Cancer Program. Special means in military circles, secret. This was the secret virus cancer program to induce cancers. And with the vaccinations, they've induced all of these autoimmune diseases as well. But the fundamental issue is, how can we, the people, protect ourselves? And it's simple. You have to rely on the Holy Spirit. What is spirit? Because you're a spiritual being. You're a holy spiritual being. Spirit is energy. What is energy? It's all electrons. What do? They're negatively charged. That's your antioxidants. So we hear about how free radicals are bad and we have to basically have antioxidants in our systems to keep us healthy. Well, gee whiz, it comes down to the basics of water science, of water chemistry, because your body is about 80% water. 20% of you is a lava rock, minerals, all the proteins involved in what's called crystal angle, the crystallography of protein science. Every aspect of your body reflects energy, frequency. Negatively charged, alkalizing electrons is the saving grace that the Creator has endowed us with in order to stay healthy.
All right, we have our last break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Doctor... if you want to hold over, we got half an hour more available if you have time and would like to today. And our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I'm glad you've given him more time. I started not to call because I knew I'd start crying. I didn't know why I was crying for 2 days. I just can't stop. So what I think it is that we're all the prophets, and especially one young guy named Troy Black, and he has a long video on YouTube, and he hits everything that's going on all over the world. And then there's a guy, he used to be a geneticist, you may know who he is, Dr. Horowitz. His name is Dr. David Odor, is how you say it. It's O-W-U-O-R. You ever heard of him? He trained here in genetics. I think God got him out of genetics just before all this kind of crap hit. And he predicts things, and he predicted all this war and everything. And there's a really beautiful video on there recently that somebody else put up. Everybody puts up, everybody else, did you know? And it just, I mean, I think we're in for some hard times. But the main thing is, try, people, you pick a scripture and use it like, you know, give, if they don't receive you, shake the dust off your feet and go on. That's not applying right now. And what's applying right now is that our families have got to get back together. Everybody's going to have to get saved. They're just going to have to. And then I think it can happen when everybody says, I'll do whatever I have to do for God. I don't care if they laugh at me or call me crazy or whatever, you know. I want everybody I know and my family that hasn't believed me to get saved. Am I making any sense?
Well, we hear the passion in your voice there, Pat. And, Doctor, if you got any response, we'd be glad to hear it, sir.
You know, thank you, Pat, for expressing all of our feelings, because I think we're all feeling the same thing. And I think that the issue, again, goes to this diagnosis. We're fighting a new war. This cognitive warfare and civilization's transformation into transhumanism and this AI technology manipulation and the brain cloud connection, all of that is literally a new war based on new technologies. Now, look at the old wars. Look at what happened to France, for example. They thought that, they could go into World War II and they would have a wonderful battle line and they wouldn't be able to succumb to the Germans. But no, what happened when the panzers literally moved around their lines, their battle lines, they took France over in 3 weeks. So this is the same kind of thing. If we don't fight this war with the spiritual technology that you're talking about, that God has blessed us with, we're sunk.
Okay. Doctor, you want to hold over or do you need to scoot?
Yeah, you know, I can hold over today, John.
Okay.
Maybe next week.
We'll have a break. We'll be back with Dr. Horowitz for another half hour.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com.
We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ezoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.